Over the next 5 minutes, join us as we dig up solutions and drive towards new developments in the Transport and Mining Ministry. On today's program, the Transport Authority gets 3 new buses for employees, and the Port Authority signs 10-year concession agreement.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
The Port Authority of Jamaica and Canada-based maritime company Ocean have signed a 10-year concession agreement, which will result in an upgrade in harbour towage services in the Port of Kingston. It's expected to result in 3 of the latest generation of tugboats, capable of approximately 7 bollard pulls, being deployed from Ocean's fleet to the Kingston Harbour at the end of this month. Bollard pull is a conventional measure of the pulling or towing power of a watercraft, in this case, a tugboat. PAJ President Professor Gordon Shirley says the development is being undertaken in an effort to meet the growing demand for harbour towing services. He also says this undertaking is among the latest steps being taken to develop the port community since the 2016 signing of a 30-year concession agreement with operators of the Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, French shipping company CMA CGM.
Since then, they have been spending over $500 million in the upgrade of KFT, of the facility. The access channel to the harbour has been dredged. The Gordon Quay is being reconstructed. Already a half of it, over 600 metres, is complete. It's been reconstructed to both take the larger ships, but also to withstand the environmental conditions that we now know are frequent in our sector, including large earthquakes.
Professor Shirley assured that Ocean will ensure Jamaica has a world-class harbour towage service in Kingston, which underpins the PAJ's commitment to the important shipping lines that have been serving Jamaica for years. He also said that Ocean was selected through a process of fairness and transparency in keeping with the government guidelines for procurement. 3 buses valued at approximately $28 million have been procured by the government to improve the comfort and well-being of employees of the Transport Authority. They were acquired based on a decision taken years ago by the Transport Authority and unions representing the employees. 2 of the buses, which are Toyota Coasters, will remain in Kingston, while the 3rd, a Toyota Hiace, will be used in Montego Bay. Transport and Mining Minister Robert Montague says more buses are on the way so that every region will get 2 small buses. And Minister Montague has renewed his invitation for stakeholder input on the 15-point plan to overhaul the transport sector. A 6-month window of opportunity will be opened to enable persons to make additional suggestions to his proposals, geared at instilling order and stability in the public transport system.
And some of these proposals will be: we want to open all routes in Jamaica and allow all who wish to be licensed to be licensed. People should be allowed to design and craft their own routes and then apply for it to be registered. License application will no longer need to go to the board. We are proposing renewal of licenses to be in the owner's birth month, not in April of every year for everybody.
Other proposals are that all drivers must submit proof of participation in customer service driver education annually, which will be administered in partnership with associations, and that illegal taxis be seized if no attempt is made to regularize their status. That's it for today's program. Thank you for staying tuned. To get more information on the plans and activities of the Ministry of Transport and Mining, you may contact 876-754-19-0021 or visit their website at mtw.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.